Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
We triumph by defeat. We find victory and glorying in our infirmities. When I'm weak, then am I what? Strong, because it's Christ in you. This is confusing. But perhaps the most difficult thing of them all is that we live by dying.
Amen.
Wow. And this is what Jesus was talking about in verse 24. I want you to get this. He says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone." Jesus was limited somewhat in his earthly form because wherever he went, he was just there. He didn't have that ominous presence there. So he said, "I must die that you may live."
Amen.
Think about it. I don't think if you ever take a single seed and never plant that in the ground and set it on a shelf somewhere, are you going to get something from that seed? So if you plant that seed, just one, it grows, right? Now, though, that's going to have seed from it. Now, all of them have seeds. If you plant all of them, it's going to grow. You see what's going on here? It gets out of control really quick. You know, remember, God gave us something. He wants us to do something with it. What did he tell Adam and Eve in the garden? Be fruitful and what? What if Adam and Eve never multiplied? Would you be here? I don't think so. But remember, God planted them so that they can multiply. So remember, God wants us to multiply what he's given us. Now, so we're thinking about this fruit as it multiplies here. Now, what is this fruit that Jesus would bring forth? You know, what is this fruit that Jesus would bring forth? He said, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. What is this fruit? I think if Jesus is telling us to bring forth fruit, we should know what this fruit is. Well, I'll keep it simple for you. You are the fruit. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are the fruit. Wow. So Jesus had to die to bring forth fruit, and that fruit was us, if you're a born-again believer. Now, so Jesus had to die to bring forth this fruit. What did he say in John chapter 15, verse 16? If you would, turn there for me. John chapter 15, verse 16. Jesus had to die to bring forth fruit. Let's see what he says here. Everybody there? He says, "Ye have not chosen me." Don't forget about it. "But I have chosen you." Listen to this, he not only chose you, but he ordained you. Well, we want to be ordained, don't we? But he's already ordained us. He's already set you aside and equipped you to do what? That ye should go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit, what? Should remain. It's going to be good fruit. That whatsoever, oh, this is the good part. "And whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he'll give it to you." Good Lord Almighty. I want to break this down to you because I think we often get confused here. Don't miss it. We often confuse the fruits of the Spirit that Galatians chapter 5 talks about as opposed to the fruit of a Christian. Those are totally different. Now, make no mistake about it, the fruit of the Spirit must be in you before you can get fruits of a Christian. Okay, the fruits of the Spirit must be in you because once you receive the Holy Spirit, those fruits manifest themselves out to produce more fruit. Remember, he said that they may see your good works and glorify the Father. So if those fruits are in you, they're going to come out, people are going to gravitate to you, and then you're going to say, "It's all about Jesus." So then you'll be producing much fruit.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.